Welcome to the 359. I'm Ben Fox Rubin, and I'm here with Mobile senior reporter Shara Tipkin. Shara, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Shara was at the OnePlus launch event yesterday for the OnePlus 7 Pro, its new $670 flagship device. It's the first phone coming to the US that includes a pop-up camera for selfies instead of a notch or a hole punch or whatever. So Shara, my first question to you is, what do you think of that change? Do you think that it's significant enough or it's worth it to have, you know, like just that full screen? What are your thoughts?
You know, I think it could go either way. I think for a lot of people, having that full screen is awesome. You know, OnePlus did, they told me hundreds of prototypes before they decided on the pop-up camera because they were really trying to figure out what the best way to kind of have this full screen. They had polled users and talked to people, and what everybody wanted was an immersive screen. And when you're using your phone, if you think about it, you're using the screen all the time. You're using that selfie camera, you know, infrequently. So for them, like, that pop-up camera is all about the screen. You know, we've seen a lot of notches, though, and I feel like at a certain point that you stop noticing that they're even there. So, you know, I think it'll be interesting to see, like, after using something like this where there is no notch, if it makes it harder to go back to something with a notch, like the iPhone, or, you know, if you don't really notice it.
Do you have a personal preference yourself between like a notch or a hole punch? I don't know how much time you got to spend with like the Samsung S10.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't, you know, I don't really, personally have a big preference. You know, I think it kind of depends on what you're doing with it. I don't watch a ton of video on my phone. I know a lot of people do. And that's kind of one of the areas where it could be distracting if you're, you know, part of the videos cut out. You know, so like for what I'm doing, like scrolling through Twitter and you know, Instagram and things like that, it's not quite as big a deal.
It's not so bad.
Yeah.
Let's talk about like durability for a second here. As far as like having a tiny element on the phone pop up and pop down again, did they tell you as far as like how durable this is or how likely it is that something like that could break off?
Yeah. So they did a lot of tests. They had kind of some, you know, whenever a phone comes out, there's a ton of torture tests that it goes through. And they created some special ones to test the camera. So like for one, they had a barrel and they dropped the phone with the camera open into the barrel, I think like 150 times. And then each time they dropped it, they'd spin it 75 times, I believe.
Wow.
And then they had another one where they had basically a box with dust in it and they like threw the phone in it, opened and closed it, I think 300,000 times, which is kind of the bar for like, this will last 5 years is what they're saying. So, you know, when they first were working on this, they had a version that had kind of a smaller motor. It took up less space, but it just wasn't strong enough or durable enough. So then they ended up having to go with a bigger motor, which meant they essentially had to redesign the phone, redesign everything in the phone to kind of deal with that. But that is what they really think is going to make this durable. And they showed a video during their event of like a 49-pound of cement being kind of hoisted, and what it was being held on was the camera module.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, and obviously that's a video, so it's not like we saw it in real life to be like, oh wow, look at that, you know. But it was interesting. Like they really are trying to say, hey, this is durable. It's not going to pop off the first time you use it.
So I want to introduce Apple a little bit more into the conversation. And what do you think Apple is going to do this year that could get people more excited or more interested in the iPhone, maybe get them to buy it or upgrade it more frequently? Is there something on the horizon, particularly this year, that you expect that might generate a little bit more interest?
I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. Like the things this year that everybody's really excited about, like foldable screens, 5G, those are not things that we're going to see from Apple this year. Like we're just not. So it is really kind of hard to figure out what it is that they are going to come out with that really gets people to upgrade. It may be more of like a services bundle or, you know, things that make you say, I need the iPhone because I want this. Like I want the Apple Card. I want the new TV service. I want whatever. You know, it's going to work better on my iPhone. Hardware wise, I don't know what it is that they could do that's, you know, really exciting or really interesting.
Well, that's kind of a bummer, but
but it's still early. You know, it's only May. You know, the phone, there are obviously rumors all the time. There hasn't been anything that's like really like earth shattering or yet, you know, but it's still, it's early.
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to read more about these stories, check them out on CNET. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm Shara Tipkin.
Thanks for listening.